The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. I bet you've been wondering what's going on Instagram. Well, you're in luck, because that's what we're going to talk about today. Some of Instagram's latest features, and what the heck is going on with likes. Instagram likes seem to be going away, or is that at least what Instagram's trying to tell us? Interestingly enough, the CEO of Instagram announced that there's going to be this big announcement coming on Monday. People were all speculating on what could it be. Is Instagram going to start monetizing creators? Is Instagram coming for other platforms? Like, what will this big announcement reveal? And then many of you experienced on Monday and possibly even on Tuesday, when you looked at other people's accounts, you couldn't see likes. Now, if you looked at your own insights, you could still see likes, but you couldn't see other people's likes. And if you just looked, you know, front-facing at your account, likes were gone. We knew this was coming because it's been happening in many European countries, and some even US-based creators lost their likes. Instagram's been telling us that they're going to be doing this. The question is, why? And there were tons of people speculating, why is Instagram getting rid of likes? Now, Instagram said that they were doing it to help our mental health, which I find interesting. Because I don't know about you, but I do think Instagram can have a negative impact on our mental health. But for me, it's not the likes that mess with my head. It's looking at other people's lives that can mess with my head. It's like, I should be on more vacations. I should have a nicer house. I should be driving a nicer car. I should be thinner. I should, like, you know, all these things that you feel like you are not enough. I never look at people's likes and go like, I must not be good enough because I don't get as many likes as them. I don't know if that's how you feel. But it's interesting that that's the proactive approach that Instagram said that they were taking, and that's why they're experimenting with doing away with likes. Well, people freaked out. Did you freak out? Did you wake up and go like, where do my likes go? What the heck? Or were you like, who cares? Anyways, that happened. There was one other announcement that I'll talk about in just a moment, but that happened. And then within 24 hours, in the United States at least, many of us got our likes back. Now, some of you didn't lose any or never lost your ability to see your likes, and some of you still don't have your likes back, but the majority of people in the United States got their likes back right away and were like, why is everybody freaking out? Well, you can imagine that some people, especially those influencers who they rely on their likes to attract brand opportunities, they were quite distraught. But think about Instagram's perspective. Follow me for a second. When an influencer gets a certain amount of likes and a brand, think about this for a second, can come to them and say, hey, we notice you get X number of likes and this amount of engagement when you do a post. We would like to pay you directly to post about this product, this location, whatever it is. Guess who gets cut out of that deal? Guess who is not involved? Guess who doesn't get a dollar from that marketing transaction? Yeah, Instagram. So Instagram has got to know that maybe billions, for sure, millions and millions and millions of advertising dollars are being exchanged because of the benefit of using Instagram based on the currency of likes. So is Instagram getting rid of likes because they are worried about our mental health? Yet they still create these crazy, ridiculous filters that we all love using? Or is it because they're interested in figuring out a better way to take control of the exchange in the consumerism of marketing and advertising with influencers when the currency is likes? I don't know. That's one of the theories. Either way, likes came back here in the United States. Either way, you should expect that likes may be going away. And most importantly, remember this, likes are one metric. And in many people, our expertise, myself and my son, Brock Johnson, we actually have an Instagram membership for those of you who really want to go deep and you want to know the stuff like up to the minute and you want to know the ins and the outs and the research, but you don't want to have to do it yourself. Check out instaclubhub.com. But one of the things that we have taught our students and our members is that likes are one of the least important metrics. It's a metric, but it's not the most important metric. Conversations, seeing a steady increase in the right kind of followers, creating content that actually creates conversations, that creates relationships, that's 1,000 times more important than likes, right? So that's my recommendations. Don't worry about likes. Continue to focus on conversations, shares. Nothing is more valuable than a share. Like when someone shares your content, they're saying, hey, followers, this is something you should take a look at, this person. And that's really, really powerful. All right. But the next thing I wanted to tell you about is Instagram Live Rooms. So Live Rooms, this is a new feature that was just released, I believe on Monday. And what Instagram is now allowing you to do is when you go live, you can invite up to 3 other creators to go live with you. Why are they doing this? They're competing with other platforms. For example, Clubhouse, one of the popular features of Clubhouse is the fact that you can collaborate with other creators and then you draw in that creator's audience. When you go live with another creator on Instagram, you're inviting in their audience and your audience. And now we've always been able to do, not always, but recently we've been able to do 2. And now what you can do is go live with up to 3 other creators, which means you're tripling or quadrupling, I guess, depending on how you look at it, the size of your audience when you are going live. I personally do not use Clubhouse. I played with it long enough to figure out that it's not the best platform for me. For me, it is not a good use of my time. But I think it depends. I think for some people, if you need one-on-ones, if you are trying to establish yourself as an expert to other experts, it's probably an ideal platform. But I'm not trying to reach other experts. I'm trying to reach people who are small business owners, who want to start a business, who want to understand social media. That's who I'm trying to reach. And at the moment, it's very heavy on already established entrepreneurs and experts. So it's not the best use of my time. The best use of my time is creating a podcast. The best use of my time is creating a piece of content that can live on indefinitely and reach as many people as possible. So that's for me. But I think that it depends on what type of business you're in and what type of clientele you're trying to build. If you are looking to build that one-on-one coaching relationship, it might be ideal for you. Again, just to recap for you, lives, now you can invite up to 3 people. I think it's phenomenal. I think you want to do that. I think it's a great, easy, fun way to build your audience, especially if you're going live strategically with people who you don't necessarily share the same audience, but you definitely share the same type of avatar. Then you can expose yourself to an audience that doesn't already know you. It's an easy way to grow your following. And then, of course, we talked about the likes going away. I suggest that you expect that it's going to happen and you don't worry about it, that instead you focus on attracting the right kind of follower because you're creating content that serves a very specific niche and it's very clear to people how it is you help them and you're producing that type of content. I also think it's really important for you to look at your shares. Your shares say everything. When people are sharing your content, they are saying, your content is so valuable, it makes me look good when I share it, because we don't share things unless it makes us look good. We share things because we're like, this is so funny. This is my sense of humor. Or this is so bold. This is what I wish I could say. Or this is so useful. And my audience likes this type of useful content and I'm sharing it. So it's making you look good. So that's a really huge thing. When someone says, hey, everybody who's following me, you should check out this person. Literally, that's what people are saying when they share your content. So look at your shares. Your shares matter so much more than your likes. And when we look at someone else's account, you can't see how many people have shared that content. Insights don't really matter to anyone else. And if likes go away, then we'll use another metric to compare ourselves. So I don't know that likes going away is actually going to have any impact whatsoever on improving our mental health. Thanks anyways, Instagram. I think if Instagram really wanted to help us with our mental health, they would identify content that's been so dramatically altered. They would get rid of these filters that just you know, completely distort your face. They lift your eyes and they make your eyes lighter and they lighten your skin and they narrow your nose and they plump up your lips. And let's get rid of that stuff if you really want to improve mental health. Like, I mean, there's so many parts about my features, my face, that I never thought twice about. I never even thought about them until I used a filter. And then I'm like, should I get a surgery to make my nose thinner? And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm over 50 and I'm thinking about this for the first time in my life. Why? Filters. I think if Instagram really cared about our mental health, they would eliminate the filters. You want to know the best account to follow for Instagram tips? Insta Club Hub. Obviously, it's an account that Brock and I run, but we share, like we find the best people who create incredible content that all relates to how to grow your Instagram fast. And we share their content. We create our own content. We share like that. If you want a valuable account to follow, follow Insta Club Hub. Thanks for jumping on. I'll see you soon. Bye.
This edition of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by Insta Club Hub. What is it? It is a membership. That means you log in and all of your lessons are there, but everything pertains only to Instagram. Full disclosure, we don't teach business funnels. We don't teach sales conversions. We don't teach email marketing. That is Marketing and Bat Academy. But if you're like, my social media is at the root cause of why my business isn't growing, and I know I need to master Instagram, well, you should check it out because we are giving people amazing results, like insane results, because we really have a great time studying this stuff. So check it out. Go to instaclubhub.com right now, and we keep you up to date and current. You will grow your Instagram. I promise you that.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.